irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I'm getting all into the groove right now. Om Shanti Om, my friends. Okay, why am I excited? Well, A, B, and C, D, E, F, and G. Let's start with A. I have amazing guests on tonight. Carla Hall is here from ABC's The Chew. Plus, Kara is joining us from... this is what y'all need, the champagne diet. All right, you're tweeting me up right now. I got you. And yes, I will lower my phone. And yes, tonight is a kids-friendly show. Thank you for tweeting and asking, at Max Tucci. So it has been like a non-stop weekend. I don't know if I need to sing and shout and let it out, but where do we even start? The life you want. What is the life you want, people? Do you know what you're here for? Tweet me, at Max Tucci, and let me know. And be very open with it, because it's going to be an open show tonight. It's like, I want to be the perfect wife, or I want to be the best mother. We get that. You already are. And if you're not, then y'all need to have communication with each other. But what is the life you inside want? What do you desire? What do you dream? What is it you really, really, really want? That's my question to you, because over the weekend, the Oprah's Live the Life You Want weekend was unbelievable in Miami. And yes, I met Lady O, Oprah herself. I don't even know where to start with that, because you all know for the last 7 years how much I love Oprah. We quote her here all the time. Follow your passion, it will lead to your purpose. You know all of them. Dream bigger, and so on. So you all know by now that Oprah and I had like this connection. Oprah's one of the reasons why I got into doing this. So is Barbara Walters and the TV and the radio and the whole thing. So y'all get it. But I wanted to know, what is the life you really want? We're going to talk about that tonight. Plus, I had an amazing experience. It was Friday night Oprah. Then it was Saturday meditating with Deepak Chopra, chilling with Oprah. Yanla Van Sant, y'all know, Call a Thing was there. The best time. Oprah's over. I have to run over to the Fontainebleau in Miami because Leah Black was doing the Blacks Gala, and I had to cover red carpet for I in South Florida. And like Courtney Love is coming, Aretha Franklin. And my whole life was just like a whirlwind of people that we celebrate, that I celebrate. Not only people that I celebrate, but also just amazing energy. And like attracts like. So we're on the red carpet. Photographers are pushing everywhere. I have my spot, you know, claimed. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to interview Gloria Estefan because she was coming. I'm going to interview Gloria Estefan because she was coming. And Gloria walks on the red carpet and they like whoosh her by. And I'm like, oh, publicist, you better pull back. So come back with Gloria and we're talking. And I said, can I just get a quick interview with you? We start talking about her new show, Get On Your Feet. And I was like, they played Congo all weekend long at Oprah's The Life You Want weekend. So I said, Gloria, how do we get on our feet? And what does she start doing? Singing on the red carpet, Get On Your Feet. Yes, I got Gloria to sing. And then Emilio Estefan was there. Let me tell you, the nicest couple, one of the nicest couples I've ever met. Down to earth, genuine, real. Something we all need to strive to be is authentic and real. And Gloria and Emilio are exactly that. Speaking of real, I have like this real big appetite right now for some Southern kitchen. Don't you all get like that craving at nighttime when you're like, ooh, I just need to get my munch on? Well, you know, I'm on the East Coast and it's 11 o'clock and I'm like, ooh, I would love some Southern some southernness, some real authentic food. Well, New York, get ready. You all know her from ABC's The Chew, but you also know her from Top Chef, and you just know her from the phrase, hootie-hoo. Well, it's a great phrase, and you also know, there's so many things, petite cookies, and just the wonderful being, the Zen being, of a beautiful person that I met at Oprah's The Life You Want weekend. So we're all in this like room afterwards getting ready to meet Oprah. And who do I see? I see these fabulous eyeglasses. And I was like, those eyeglasses are like amazing. And then I was like, there was just this aura of beauty. And I was like, oh, I am rushing over there to say hello. And it was Carla Hall from ABC's The Chew. And, you know, she's seated alongside all the wonderful people like Mario Batali and Michael Simon and Clinton Kelly and, of course, Daphne Oz. But there's only one Carla Hall. And she's here tonight on Max and Friends because Carla needs your help. So why does Carla need your help? You're going to find out right now. Welcome, Carla Hall, to Max and Friends. How you doing? Pull up your mic.
Max, how are you? That was such a lovely intro. And everything you said about Oprah Friday night was spot on, and I want to say ditto, ditto, ditto.
Well, let's start there, because you were there, and just, I think when like attracts like, and you're in this stadium of 13,000 people, there's an authenticity to people wanting to live their life. So what is it, you've got so much going on, like so many people, but what is it that resonates most deeply with you and makes it your life, Carla Hall?
Well, I think it was confirmation for me, one, that I was there, two, that Iyanla wasn't there, and I happened to be sitting in her seats. So she had two seats. I'm sitting three seats down from Deepak Chopra, and it dawned on me today during my meditation, I'm like, I want those seats to be my seat. And to do the work that I'm meant to do down the road, I want to be part of that panel. I was like, this is an amazing place to be. So that was the one. But let me just back up before Lady O was rising up to the stage, and as she's coming up and she's speaking, I am fighting back the tears for at least 10 minutes. I couldn't believe that I was there, and I was so excited because I have been wanting to meet her for a long time. And 10 years ago, I ran a marathon at 40 because I knew she had run a marathon at 40. I'm like, it's not too late. I'm going to do it.
Right.
And she was also the one who, she did the Return to a New Earth with Eckhart Tolle. And that was actually after I had read it. And that was the book that I read while I was doing Top Chef that kept me centered and grounded during that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And just so many things. And I was like, the fact that I was there was just unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, today, well, you yesterday you had to go to Orlando, so you missed the portion of the doing your work. So basically the work that we had to do was envision a dream. And I don't want to give it up because I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you after the show because there's so many people that I know that are listening that are going. So I want them to experience for them what they're going to experience. But basically,
and I'm
going to
go in Seattle.
Yeah, so you'll pick it up there. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about it. I don't want to.
Yes.
I know people are listening and I'm getting tweets, don't tell me, so I'm not going to tell you. But it was just unbelievable. And basically, we had homework, so that I can tell you, because get ready for homework, because you'll know, I love homework here when we have live class. And I was, this is amazing, and it had to do with a restaurant. I was at Icebox in Miami, which is where Oprah's favorite cake is, okay? So I'm sitting there. And you'll appreciate this because there's all this food around. So, and I was like really wanting a high top table. There was something, I would just want it to be in that area of the restaurant. So I said to myself, I would love a high top table. Nothing dawned on me, just the saying, you know, just the phrase. Waitress comes over, the hostess comes over and goes, would you like, is it okay if I give you a high top table? I was like, okay, I'm in this
right.
flow, Carla Hall. And what it was to me was, because Oprah was talking about intentions. The intention of, not like, I hope for, or it would be nice, but I would love a high top table. The love part made it that pure intention. And I think when the intentions are pure, that's when the universe comes to meet you.
Yes.
Right? Let's get into some preach time, Carla Hall.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you my moment in speaking of that and after we left. And I did my meditation this morning. And I, like you said, I was in Orlando at the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. And I just said, I want to have a good class. My intention is to share what I know about food to everyone in that class so that they get it and that they feel comfortable. And so here I am cooking, and I got to a point in the demo where the kitchen there had set up everything for me to do this. I was doing an apple pie with a bacon cheddar crust. And so everything was there for the bacon cheddar crust, and so I went through that part of the demo. And then I had to get to the apple part, and I looked at the guy and said, well, you know, where are the apples? And so he didn't have anything. I said, that's okay. I said, you guys, I come from a theater background from when I was a kid, and I'm going to mime this entire thing. So I started making the apples. I said, let me get my pan out. This is what it is. And I started miming everything about how to make these apples for the pie. And then I put it into, to the point where I'm like, oh, excuse me, could you pass the salt to the person who's on the stage with me? You know, so-and-so, could you give me the apples? And so everybody was playing along. I get to the end of it, and some woman said, that was the best demo that I've ever seen. It was all about intention. It wasn't about what I didn't have. It was what I wanted to convey. And exactly. And everyone got it because they listened. Then the whole thing about, and we're talking, I'm on your show today because we're talking about my new restaurant, Carla Hall Southern Kitchen, and Kickstarter. So a lady had come to me yesterday at one of my demos, and we talked about it. She said, oh, you didn't mention Kickstarter. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't, but that's okay. So she says to me in this demo for today, and she says, well, Carla, so what's next for you? Prompting me to mention the restaurant and Kickstarter. So I started talking about the restaurant, Carla Hall Southern Kitchen, which is a love letter to Nashville, which will be in New York. The first one will be in New York. And I said, I have this Kickstarter campaign. We have 3 days left. And I said, I want you all to know, everyone who is here, it's because of you that I am so grateful for my career. It's because of you all that I won Fan Favorite for Top Chef season of All Stars. And it's because of you and winning Fan Favorite that I got the Chew. And it's because of you that I'm doing Kickstarter, and I want you to have basically buy a brick in this restaurant so you're feeling this with me. And I started to totally break down and cry because I just felt so full and thankful for all of my fans, and I don't take it for granted. And this woman came up to me later, and she said, you know, I pledged 500 yesterday, and after you spoke, I pledged another 500. Wow. And I'm so grateful. Another man came up to me, and he says, here's $100. I want to pledge my money. And it was like, wow, thank
yes.
you.
Yes, the
Thank
gratitude.
You.
It's this ladder. You know, we rise together, and I totally believe that. And all today I had this realization that it's a ladder. We are this gratitude yeah. ladder. So when we pull someone up, now they're in mm-hmm. the position to pull us up. And we just go mm-hmm. higher and higher and higher. And I love saying right. that the sky is not the limit because there's footprints on the moon. Carla right. Hall, you have this Southern Kitchen that you are ready to open. Let's call it the
yes.
thing. Okay?
But we're calling it a thing. Yes.
That we can do tonight is go to CarlaHall.com/Kickstarter. Okay? And I feel like we're on PBS doing a pledge right now. But what it is, it's a pledge to someone's passion. Okay? And when mm-hmm. we pledge to someone's passion, we open up the windows, the doors to our soul for others to pledge into our passion. So it becomes that ladder of gratitude. So tonight, everyone, if you're listening and you want to be part of Carla Hall's Southern Kitchen, slated to open in New York City in spring 05, listen to me. It's already open.
right, there you go.
It'll
Hello.
Be 10 years ago. In 15. Wait, did you birth this thought 10 years ago?
I didn't, but I didn't realize. But let me, it's so funny that you say that, but... I didn't. I didn't realize, but when somebody took me to a space and I said, let me tell them once and for all, I do not want a restaurant. I walked in that to that space and I said, this is the rest. This is the type of restaurant that I want, not realizing that that dream was there. But I think I was blocking it. I was blocking the dream because I was in a very small box.
That's okay.
So,
you weren't ready. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's perfect that then your vision wasn't clear because
exactly.
Your vision has to be clear to be a success.
Yes.
Right? So with the success.
That's absolutely right.
CarlaHall.com/Kickstarter. I'm going to post it on Twitter. We're going to do a whole thing. For the next 3 days, whatever you feel, send in your money. Send it in. And for $20, people get what, Carla Hall?
Well, there's a $1, there's a $5 pledge, there's a $1, a $10, there's a $20 they get. My lemon black pepper cookie mix and a bandana, because I want you to get in the kitchen, put the bandana on as I would in the kitchen, and make some cookies. All you have to do is add butter. And then they're at for $25, and this is the whole buy a brick of my restaurant, your name gets to go on the founder's wall. And this is the wall that is going to be in every single restaurant that I open. I will only do Kickstarter this one time, and this is the only opportunity that you will have to get your name on the founder's wall for every restaurant that I open.
Super.
And
how much do you
and what it says is that you believed in me, and I'm saying I thank you.
Oh, there's the gratitude. So if y'all believe in Carla, tell us where you are right now on Kickstarter, how much more you need.
We are at 214,000. We need to make it to 250,000.
214 is my birthday. How you doing?
Oh my God, shut up.
Yes, Valentine's Day.
What?
Valentine's Day. And you love to cook with love, and I love because I was born on Valentine's Day. Again, CarlaHall.com/Kickstarter. Carla Hall is joining me right now from ABC's The Chew. She's going to be opening up her restaurant, Carla Hall's Southern Kitchen, in New York City in spring 2015. It's a lot going on. Just stay focused and follow your passion because it's going to lead to your purpose, Carla Hall.
And so it is.
But, you know, before we let you go, we have a quick tweet from Sophie Bakes in Colorado. How you doing, Sophie Bakes? And Sophie Bakes says, you and Clinton Kelly are really cute together on the show. Are you as close as you appear to be in real life?
Yes.
Yes.
We're all really good friends. I mean, we do things outside of work. And Clinton is so funny, such a professional. He came from the magazine world, so he is the consummate professional and editor. So he brings that with him. So I look up to him. I'm older than he is, but in terms of TV years and how much experience he has, he is so fantastic and always willing to share that knowledge. So I have so much respect. And yes, we go out to eat. I've been to his place in Miami, and he's awesome.
That's fantastic. Now, before we go, Taste of Groupon, you're on a mission to help end hunger.
Yes.
What do we do?
Yeah, so Taste of Groupon goes from now until October 29th. And what they're doing, they have all of these restaurants, all of these deals with various restaurants. So every time you buy a package for a restaurant or even my Thanksgiving meal package, a part of that price goes to Feeding America. And so basically, you get to feed yourself, but you're also feeding someone else in the process.
You know, that's the karma wheel.
Yeah, exactly right. And they're setting it up beautifully. Yeah.
Yes, let it flow. I love your energy, Carla Hall. And I believe, of course, that your passion is going to be your purpose. But I also, we're calling a thing a thing. I know you already claimed Carla Hall's Southern Kitchen as so
I'm
it is.
I'm claiming it.
And so it is. And so it is. And you know what? Just, I adore you. I wish you continued success. And I know you're going to have it. And I'm going to come to your restaurant, and I'm going to have a meal with you at Carla Hall Southern Kitchen in the spring of 2015.
There you go. Max, thank you. You've been so amazing. I'm going to send you some of my petite cookies because I think you should have some.
I would love to have some. And when I'm in New York, we're going to get together. And,
yes.
You know, I'm doing the Delmonico's book. I'm working on that now. So when it's done, I'm going to send you one. And you have some great books, too. So tell us about your books and where we can find them.
So I have Carlos Comfort Foods, Favorite Dishes from Around the World, which came out in May, and Comfort Food That Hugs You. So that's a lot of the southern dishes, kind of like a diary of my journey through foods and to the point where I am now. And then Carlos Comfort Foods is just a very approachable book and cooking with spices and different cuisines around the world. And it, if you are a seasoned cook, if you are a new cook, you can get something from this book.
That's wonderful. And you can get some really great food coming up in the spring of next year at Carla Hall's Southern Kitchen. Go to carlahall.com/Kickstarter. Donate what's on your heart. $1, $1,000. She needs about 50,000, 40, well, let's just say 50,000 more. Put it out there. Let the money come in, because you all are going to, what you're doing is you're depositing into love. So take that and cook it this week. Carla Hall, thank you for being here on Max and Friends.
Thank you so much, Max. Take care.
And I would love to have you back over the holidays so we can give some love recipes for keeping families in love and not in war. Okay?
Oh, I accept. I accept.
Wonderful. Enjoy your week ahead, and we're going to tune into The View on ABC. Check your local listings to see Carla Hall. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye. All right, everyone. Are you ready to get on your feet? Do you want to be fearless and fabulous? That's what life is about, isn't it? It's just about being in this wonderful place of being who you are. You. So do you want to be fearless and fabulous? The champagne diet, you all have heard it before. We're going to have it here, and you're going to learn what it is, what it means. And we're going to talk about what my next guest, Kara, does as a life coach, and we're going to talk about being fearless and fabulous and what inspired it and what it really means to be fearless. But until then, get on your feet, because this is what I had Gloria Estefan singing on the red carpet last night at Leah Black's gala. Get on your feet on Max and Friends, and when we're back, the champagne diet. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and we'll be right back. Hit it! Get on your feet.
We'll be right back.
Anime Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Gloria Estefan. Get on your feet. I had her singing on the red carpet last night. Get on your feet. I said, Gloria, how do we get on our feet? And she started, get on your feet. She's got that Broadway play coming up in November. So definitely in New York, go see Get On Your Feet. The most genuine, lovely people, Gloria and Emilio Estefan. Get on your feet. Sending you love, Gloria. Thank you so much for last night's interview. All right. Well, women, men, everybody. In between, whatever you want to call yourself. Who says self-help can't be glamorous? It is glamorous. Anything that encourages the self is glamorous. Wouldn't you agree? Well, the creator of the Champagne Diet and certified master life coach, just welcome to the show. There is so much going on, and we got to get to the point. But you encourage William to celebrate themselves every day, raise a toast to all their accomplishments, and create a champagne life through loving support, guidance, and an expert perspective. You empower women to be the change agent in their lives. Not only that, you are the author of 3 number one Amazon best-selling books, and your work and blog has been featured in Glamour, Shape, Cosmo, Marie Claire, The Huffington Post, and more. Welcome, my guest, Kara, life coach Kara, to Max and Friends.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
We have been so excited to have you here, and I'm like, my Italian, I'm like, Cara, cara mia, but it's
my
Cara.
Last name, ever since I got married, my last name is like a massive tongue twister, so I'm like, I just want to be like Madonna, just call me Cara, that's fine.
That's
one
it,
name.
I'm like, Cara, alwa leba, amore. Well, welcome, I'm glad we're having a laugh, because that's what life is all about, and there's no such thing as mistakes, only lessons learned, and the lesson I learned that it's Cara, not Cara. But welcome to Max and Friends. Oh, what
thank
a
you,
week.
Thank you.
I tell you, isn't it amazing when you could be in a space in life where you can help people and launch them and propel them into who they're meant to be?
Yes, it is. It's amazing. And I literally thank the universe every single day, multiple times a day, that I get to do this. I'm like, is this a dream? I get to actually help people feel good about themselves. Like, not many people can do that. I'm very lucky.
You know what? It's your calling. And what's amazing is over the weekend, you know, we saw Oprah. We went to the whole Oprah's A Life You Want weekend. And what was amazing, like the ha-ha moments were when people say my life path or my dreams. And then it all clicked on me. Our dreams are our life path.
Yep.
So whatever we're dreaming, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Whatever gives you chills is your calling. And tonight we're going to talk about the Champagne Diet. And let's just get into how did it start, Kara?
Okay. I love telling people this story because everyone's like, oh my God, is it a champagne diet? Do I drink champagne and get skinny? And as much as I would love to tell people yes, obviously that's not the case. But I'll kind of sum it up because it's a long, long story. But about 6 years ago, I was at a crossroads really in my life, and I was unhappy. And, you know, my health was suffering. I didn't feel like myself. I was not in a good situation in my relationship. I was kind of in a dead-end job that I didn't love, and I just felt passionless. I guess, like, that's the best way to describe it. And for me, you know, I think as a woman, it always kind of, for most of us, it sort of, you know, culminates in our weight, and I think our health and our wellness, our overall wellness. And I had, you know, gained like 20, 30 pounds. I didn't feel good about myself. Didn't feel like I was living a champagne life. And I'll never forget, I was working at MTV at the time, and I turned to one of my girlfriends, and I said, you know, I'm just so sick of this. I just feel so sluggish and gross. I'm going to go on, you know, Jenny Craig or whatever diet it was at the time. And she turned to me and she said, you know, and she was a gorgeous girl with a perfect body, you know, super healthy and just radiated wellness. And she turned to me and said, are you insane? Just, you know, don't go on one of these crazy diets. Just start eating healthy. And no one had ever told me, like, eat healthy. You know, to me that was like, what? Like, I shouldn't be, like, eating a frozen dinner and I shouldn't be counting points and calories. So I said, okay, fine, I can get on this, you know, health bandwagon, but, like, can I drink? Because, like, I live in New York City, and, you know, I at the time I was working at MTV, and it was a very, you know, youthful, fun, energetic atmosphere. We were happy hours all the time. And she looked at me and said, yeah, just drink champagne. So, of course, my ears perked up, and I'm like, okay, well, why? So she went on to explain that champagne has 100 calories in a glass, and it's, like, the lightest cocktail you can have, and, you know, she literally looked at me and she's like, what do you feel the model's drinking? Like, everyone drinks champagne. I'm like, okay, sure. So that night we went out to like a little happy hour after work and I ordered a glass of champagne in this little dive bar in Midtown Manhattan, and the bartender looked at me like I was insane. But I ordered this glass of champagne and I felt so different about myself. I felt like I stood up a little bit taller and I felt just so glamorous. Like, how could you not feel amazing with a glass of champagne in your hand when everybody else looks like a Coors Light, you know? So it became a joke and everybody was like, oh, look at Kara with her champagne. And I started exercising and treating myself better and eating healthier and just really changed my lifestyle. And champagne was sort of along for the ride, as I say. And as everything started to shift with my weight and my wellness and my health, everything else sort of fell in line. So I got out of my, bad relationship, and I got out of that job, and I got a promotion, and everything started to click. And I started to kind of view champagne as a metaphor, and I saw it as this, like, gorgeous, amazing drink, and I felt like, well, why is this something that people save? Like, people only, like, will drink champagne for the most part, at least here in the States, for a holiday or for New Year's Eve. And I felt like this should be something that just represents our life in general. We should be living the champagne life. So that's kind of how the whole thing started. And the champagne diet really was a joke, that name. And I kind of called it that. And it really has morphed into a lifestyle, which really signifies and epitomizes living, and accepting the best of the best into your world. And only, having the best, which is, when people think of champagne, they think of celebrations. And it's really about celebrating yourself and being the best person you can be.
That is so beautiful. We were just getting tweets. What is the champagne diet? Am I going to lose weight? Let me tell you what you're going to lose. What you're going to lose is you're going to lose everything that you don't think you are. You're going to lose the weight of not knowing who you are. And you're going to be in a space where if you want to be this beautiful being and you don't know how, and you don't drink, it's okay. You are the bubbles in your own glass, and they rise to the top. So if you're ready to rise to the top tonight here on Max and Friends, Kara's going to teach you how, because what does it mean to create a champagne life?
So creating a champagne life really just means making a life and creating a life that you are proud of and inspired by. I think so many of us feel like, everything has to sort of go in order. We have to get married, and we have to have kids, and we have to buy the house, and we have to do all these things and check off this list. And I think that's why so many of us are unhappy. Like, we are not supposed to be in this cookie-cutter world. The world is beautiful because we're different and unique, and we all bring something different to the table. Like you were just saying, we have these dreams, and that's our purpose. Not everyone is going to have the same dream. So why should we all be following the similar path? So for me, creating a champagne life means being authentic. It means fearlessly stepping into your potential. And it means creating a world that you, just you, doesn't matter what anyone thinks, you are inspired by and you are excited about.
Isn't that beautiful? And here's the thing. Like, over the weekend with Oprah, and I just want to bring this up because it's creating a new vision. And basically what we have to do is get rid of the I'm tired, I hate my flaws, I'm fat, I'm numb, I'm unlovable. Get rid of all of that, because like bubbles, we're going to rise to the top of our glass. So tonight we're going to have a life class here with my amazing guest, the creator of the champagne diet, Kara. And before we get there, I have to give a shout out to Leslie at Lester's Diner. How are you doing, Leslie? Tune in, because the champagne diet is going to help you. You are fearless. You are fabulous. But let's take it up a notch. When we all walk around this earth, we're like, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm fearless, I'm fat. What does it mean to be fearless? What does it mean to be fabulous? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what it is in your life that makes you fearless and fabulous. But take it up a notch. Dream bigger, I think, is really the only thing I could say. Follow your passion, because it's going to lead to your purpose. Talk about what you do. Let's talk about what you do as a life coach, the type of woman that you are, and that you, what you you've accomplished a lot. So let's talk a little bit about you and how you have this badge to be a life coach.
Okay, so I started back 6 years ago with the blog. So let me just back up there. So I kind of left that part out. So when the champagne diet, this lifestyle that I kind of just inadvertently started living without even really intending to, I started blogging my experiences. And I had a little blog spot called the Champagne Diet.blogspot.com. And I started just kind of documenting what was going on and how I was feeling and how I was changing and transforming. And I had, you know, like no followers at the time. I had probably had like 5 people that followed me that still follow me to this day, which I think is amazing. But they were my biggest supporters, and they would email me and they would tweet me and they would say, hey, like I went through something similar and thanks for posting that. Thanks for sharing that. And slowly but surely, the following started to grow. And I started getting some press and a couple magazines picked it up and it started getting bigger and bigger. And it grew into this thing, and I said to myself, like, I need to make, this is what, like, my calling. Like, this just, it felt, you know, like I said, I was working for MTV at the time in advertising, and I was going to work every day, and while it was an amazing job, it just was not my passion. And I should just also say, I was grateful for the situation I was in with my work, but it's still, you know, when something is just not what you're supposed to be doing, you just don't feel right about it, it just, it's not what you know. It's not what God intended you to do.
It becomes a burden.
The universe intended you. Yeah, it does, and it was kind of getting in the way. And I was like, you know what? There's something bigger for me. So how can I turn this into a career and something that, you know, feels like it's literally my purpose in life? So I had the idea one day in the shower, as odd as it sounds. I was like, I need to become a life coach. I had never had a life coach. I didn't know what life coaches did. So I started to research and I started to look into programs, and I wound up enrolling in a coaching program because I really wanted to be able to help people in a powerful and meaningful way. You know, I didn't want to just answer emails and give my own advice. I wanted to be trained in this. I wanted to know what I was doing. So I went through a program, and I actually went through a few programs and became a master coach, and I learned what the power of coaching and how amazing it is. And I started my practice, and that was a couple years back, and I've grown the practice now into an international practice. I work with women in Australia and London and Paris and across the world, literally. And I just, like what you said in the bio, you know, I help women become the change agent in their lives. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from all of this, is that no one can change your life except for you. That's actually a quote from a Wilson Phillips song, but it's the truth.
It's true.
No one can change your life. Like, it's on you. So what I do with women is really teach them that first and foremost, and then the whole fearless piece, which I know we're going to get into, kind of at the root of everything, the reason why I think so many of us are not living our champagne life is because there's fear there, and we're stuck, and we're afraid to really blossom into what we know we can blossom into because we're afraid of what people are going to say, what it might feel like, what somebody might think. So a lot of the work I do is helping women just kind of say, screw it. Like, the fear is there, and being fearless doesn't mean the fear doesn't exist. It means embracing it and moving forward anyway.
You know, what I always say about fear is it's false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
That's F-E-A-R.
Fear is a story we tell ourselves, you know, and you can decide to tell yourself a different story any day of the week. It's on you.
You know, it's amazing. I go to this ashram down in South Florida called Kashi, kashi.org. And the guru that was there, Majaya, always said, thoughts are just thoughts. So don't let them get in your way, people. Let's get this champagne diet. Let's get the life that you want. Tweet me, at Max Tucci, and let me know what is the life you want. It's just dawning on me that I was at Oprah's The Life You Want tour, and tonight we're talking about the life you want. And Kara, we picked this date a while ago.
I know. Well, like that's you said, just, it's the energy of attraction. It's no accident.
Like, it's like, you know, and it's like when there's purity, the universe will meet you where you are. It will lift you up and meet you where you are. Real quick, I've got to let everyone know, carahall.com/Kickstarter. I'm making my pledge right now. So I hope you all follow this, do the same. When you pledge it to someone's purpose, you're also pledging into your own. So let's get back to the champagne diet, because we need to give people some homework. I always believe that you tune into the radio, it sounds good, it sounds fun, it sounds maybe like bullshit. But at the end of the day, it's you that has to do your work, your homework. So let's talk about the latest book, Fearless and Fabulous, what inspired it, what it really means to be fearless, and the work that we can give people tonight on Max and Friends to help bring their bubbles to the top of the champagne glass. Let's talk
about it. I love that. I love that bubble analogy. That's awesome.
Wasn't that good?
So, okay.
I fell into
That's
the space
good one.
Real quick, and I'm seeing the champagne flute. All right, let's just do imagery, because imagery is so beautiful, and I think people are going to get this so clear right now. When you pour champagne, if you don't drink, get yourself some club soda.
Exactly. That's why I tell people, I'm like, sparkling water and champagne flute works just fine.
Right? And if you want to really fake it till you make it, pour some ginger ale up in there and let everybody think you're drunk. But what you do is watch the bubbles rise. All right? So my homework, I'm not even getting into this tonight for y'all. get a glass, pour a carbonated drink into it, and watch the bubbles rise. See where they go, okay? Watch them go to the top. That's where you're going to go. So picture yourself as these amazing bubbles in the champagne flute rising to the top. And if you notice, they rise together. We all rise together. So, Kara, hit it. Give them homework.
I love that. I love that. Okay. So the reason why I wrote this book is I have two books before this, but this is my third, and this is the most exciting one I think I've written at this point in my career, because it's just, you know, the reason why, after working with all these women for all these years and seeing, you know, why people get stuck and why they maybe can't move forward, it's because fear stands in the way. So I wanted to write a book about fear because I felt like it was such a common thread in all the work that I do. So a way that I think we can sort of drop our fears is that the first strategy I talk about in the book is really deciding what you want. So if you can actually declare what you want in your life and you can own that, that takes away so much of the stress and the anxiety, because so many of us are living a life that, like, our parents wanted for us. You know, maybe your parents paid for you to go to school, or they expected you to have a certain career, or, you know, all your friends are getting married and having babies, and that's really not what you want, but you feel like you should be doing it because you're a certain age. If you can just own it and say, hey, this is my path, and I'm just going to completely claim it and, you know, and just do what I want to do, that's really the first step.
All right, but now let me ask you a question, because the first step is always the hardest step for people. What if listeners are listening tonight and they're like, you know what, Kara, Max, it sounds great, but I don't know what it is that I want.
That's a tough one. I think, you know, figuring out what you want is a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. But what I like to tell people, a great exercise in this, you know, talking about homework, something that people can do, is I love to have my clients describe an ideal day. So, you know, take out a journal, take out a piece of paper, and write down what the perfect day would look like to you. You know, not factoring in a job, not factoring in, you know, a stressful commute or where you live or kids or anything like that. Like, just wipe the slate completely clean and write down from start to finish what a perfect day would look like for you. Mm-hmm. Where you live, what you're doing for your work, what you're wearing, are you going to the gym, are you cooking your meals? I mean, get as descriptive as you possibly can. And a lot of answers will come out of that. And then the next step, and this is the whole fear piece of it, what do I need to release in order to make that happen? Mm. So those two exercises kind of go hand in hand. And that list may have one thing on it. It may have 40 things on it. It really completely depends on your situation. But write down your ideal day and then write down what you need to release and let go of in order to start making that happen. And it's not going to happen overnight. But if you can start to at least identify it, and write down the things that excite you and light you up and make you come alive, you're going to be a lot further than you were before you did that exercise.
Mm-hmm. Just surrender, people. Like, the clarity of everything is surrendering, writing it down, and just let it, if you need to cry, cry. Get it out. Purge yourself from what you need to let go. And let it,
yeah, and I think
let it go.
Exactly, and I think it's so important to realize that there is always a way. Like, people kind of get into this mentality where they feel trapped and victimized, and I'm never going to have that life, and I'm never going to have what I want. Yes, you will. There is always a way. You know, when I tell my clients, like, the background I came from, they're like, oh, my God, you know, like, I came from a single-parent background. I didn't finish college. You know, I grew up, I did not grow up in, like, you know, silver spoon and champagne every night, like, background. I completely made my life into what I wanted it to be. And everyone has
you
the power to do
it.
That.
We all have the power to create.
Yes. As soon as you own that and you realize that you have the complete control and the power to create your life, like, you can do it. There's no excuses.
Absolutely. No excuses. All right. So now people are listening and they're like, okay, I get it. But now what? So what's next?
So it depends. It depends on what you're, you know, what you're striving for. I always tell people to read my books. I've got three books right now, and they all kind of touch on different topics. So my first book, Sparkle, I always kind of call it like the starter guide, and that's sort of the first book that's really like a lifestyle guide about figuring out, you know, what you want in every area of your life. My second book, The Champagne Diet, is really about wellness and health, and that kind of is sort of like chronicles my journey in the beginning of when I developed the Champagne Diet and how I sort of lost weight and got healthy, you know, physically and emotionally. And then Fearless and Fabulous, you know, the newest book. So I always tell people, read them. You know, I blog constantly. Get on my mailing list. I send out weekly emails to my followers, you know, pretty much once or twice a week with some free tips and coaching in there. So, you know, you have to make the commitment. You have to stay on it. You have to find a mentor or someone that you admire that you can kind of, you know, stick to and read their stuff and identify with and just make the commitment to change your life. That's really where it starts.
Yeah.
Talk about being that change agent. You are the person who can do it.
And you got to do the work, people. You have to do your work, right? So people who are struggling right now, they're listening, they're tuning in. They're like, this fearless and fabulous life sounds good. It's attainable. I get it. But when I get it, then what do? How do I keep it?
So I think you have to stay at a high vibration. And that's something that I love to talk about. I know you've heard the secret, you know, all about the law of attraction. But, you know, living at a high vibration really means living at that energy level where you are functioning at your best. You are, you know, everything just, it just clicks and it feels good. And I always kind of, that's another exercise that I actually have my clients do is, you know, think about a time where everything just felt good, where everything sort of flowed and felt right and you felt purposeful and driven and passionate. Everyone can kind of identify at least one point in their life when that happened. So think about when that was and think about what you need to do to get there. And if it hasn't happened for you yet, think about what you need to put in place to make that happen. So when you're functioning at that high...
Love the vibration because we're all made out of star stuff. So we're all this beautiful energy, mm-hmm. this vibration, this high vibration. But sometimes we can't see clarity for ourselves. So what I suggest to do is, who do you love, people? Who do you love? The person nearest to you. Write what their dream is. What your dream is for them. Because what that reflection is really for you. Sometimes we have to see it through other people before we can see it through ourselves. So mm-hmm. definitely write down about someone you love, what you wish for them, and then replace their name with yours. Because I guarantee you, you'll see that there's a link of this beautiful energy that you're really talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Speaking of yourself,
I love it, Max.
Isn't that beautiful? Because it's the truth, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, about vibration too, I always say, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. If no one has, I love you. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. But furthermore, what you really have to do is just get on your feet. And Kara, can we get you to come back on the show? Because we've got to do like a whole life class, because now that we've had you here for the first time, you're a friend, but the second time you're family. So I want you to come back. And what we'll do is let's you and I work together to structure a really good plan for 2015. It's right around the corner, on how we can get people to understand that they are this high vibration. Sounds like a plan?
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
All right. We're going to get the bubble effect. All the bubbles are rising to the top because together we rise. Well, we've got to wrap this show up. That's the only reason why I'm going there, people, because time flies by, especially when there's going to be a breakthrough. But you can continue reading. You can continue this show by reading the book. You can get Kara's latest book, Fearless and Fabulous, 10 Powerful Strategies for Getting Anything You Want in Life. And it's free for your Kindle by going to Amazon. Now, the book will be free now. Until Monday night. And again, Fearless and Fabulous, 10 Powerful Strategies for Getting Anything You Want in Life. You can learn more about how you can, and you can also learn about more by going to thechampagnediet.com. And if you want to get into the coaching experience or workshops, go to thechampagnediet.com. Tell Kara how you doing and connect with her on Twitter at Champagne Diet. On Instagram, The Champagne Diet. And I have to say a big, huge thank you to Mrs. Bosch, because that's how I found you. We were like following each other on Instagram, and I saw your picture with the quote, and I was like, you know what? I got to get her on Max and Friends.
Oh, I love Adrian. She's awesome.
Yeah. You are equally as awesome. Like attracts like. So everyone, we're going to be those bubbles. 2015, I know it sounds crazy that we're talking about it, but we're going to rise together. We're all going to be in the champagne flute that we call Earth and just be millions of bubbles rising to the top. And we're going to do it together. So Kara and I are going to work on a program for you. We'll have you back. Let me see this calendar. We've got an amazing Max and Friends, Kara, coming up. But we will set a date where we're going to get you back on, and we're going to really give a life class that people are going to remember. You're a trailblazer, Kara.
Love it. Thank you so much, Max. You're awesome. Thank you so much for everything.
It's such my pleasure. No, we're going to have great times to come. We're going to bring the vibration up a level. I'm just like overwhelmed right now with all these responses that we're getting. I'm reading some of them. And people are desiring more. So what that means, Kara, is that that spark has been lit. So you have, you've got it, girl.
Love it.
Thank you so much for being a friend. And thank you so much for being on Max and Friends. I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'll give you a call. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap it up. Good. Let's play some Get On Your Feet. But before we get there, people, remember to take life to the max. Remember to go to thechampagnediet.com. Go to Amazon, get the book, continue reading there, carlahall.com/Kickstarter. I see since the show that there's been people that have gone there and that have donated, have pledged. Follow your passion, it will lead to your purpose. And everyone, live the life you want. Love one another. Let's bring the vibration of energy up. Let's remember to have love amongst each other. Good night and good karma. Take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci. On Max and Friends. Get on your feet this week, people. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. Have a beautiful week. Hit it.